What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So it's kind of been the same revelation for me, you know, as I'm getting to know this person, that I've never had anybody. He said, it's been difficult dating you. Mm. I couldn't even hear anything else he said after that.
Yeah.
Because I'm thinking, well, I didn't know it was so hard dating me. You know,
right.
It's like, I'm thinking,
I'm great.
Right. Like, what do you mean it's been difficult? Right. Like, I'm amazing, you know?
So yeah, so I'm still on a high from the breast cancer walk experience. That was my first time participating as, you know, a survivor. So it was a different experience this time, of course. And it was just like, oh my God.
If Brandi freaking Hunter had not done this at the time, you were Hunter Lewis now. Mm-hmm. And you know, cause he loved it.
Yeah.
And he really could play all the sports too, but that became his passion.
A lot of those men are coaching their children.
They're coaching their children.
And it's so hard. I mean, I put myself in that position. Like, I've never coached my children, but how can you not be biased?
I just love Coach Prime.
Yeah.
But I also have to think, if my children played the same position as Shadua or Shiloh, would I want them to go to that school? And I don't think I would. Take it far. I'm living my life.
To episode 5 of Mamas on the Move 2.0. I am Brandi.
And I am Keisha.
And we're just going to jump right in. Keish, tell me, what's been going on with you, girl?
What has been going on? A little bit of life, mm-hmm. as usual. I just got back in town mm-hmm. from visiting my friend. Mm-hmm. That was good and challenging.
Mm-hmm. It was eventful, right?
It was eventful.
Okay.
But in good ways. And, you know, you know, being in a relationship, not in a relationship, but, you know, working towards that, I guess, mm-hmm. if you will, it's humbling.
Yeah.
Because it exposes a lot about you to yourself.
Right.
You know, and especially for me, because it's been 15 years almost. Mm. And I haven't had to make the kind of adjustments I make. So went to visit him. You know, parenting, like always dealing with that kind of stuff and this crazy real estate market, you mm-hmm. know, and just still trying to kind of figure out what is it for me in this season.
Yeah.
I know it's more. So that's just kind of what I've been doing.
But I'm curious. I want you to kind of expound on that. You know, you said it's been humbling. So in what ways have you learned something different about yourself that you would say you took away from that experience?
Well, you know, we often talk about mindset when it comes to business, right? Yeah. Like you have to have a certain kind of mindset to be successful, the things you have to do daily and that type of stuff.
Yeah.
I have never been told before that I needed to shift my mindset in terms of how I see things in through a relationship lens or trying to have a relationship type of lens, meaning I'm so set in my ways.
Yeah.
And I'm not accustomed to making adjustments.
Yeah.
I'm actually like, when things don't go well, I just kind of move on.
Mm.
It's not the right thing,
right?
But it's what I've done.
Yeah.
And
we've talked about that because it's interesting. It's kind of like an oxymoron where, you know, you want this.
Right.
But you move away from it.
Right.
You know, you want it, but you move away from
it. Well, it's based in fear.
Yeah.
Like it's always, everything like, you know, it's based in fear. So for me, it's fear of loss that I've had loss, you know, losing my late husband, you know, my parents, it's just based in fear of loss, some of it. And then the other part of it is pride.
Yeah.
It's pride. It's like, oh, I ain't, you know, that type, right. I'm you know, and so it's, until somebody says, well, how's that been working out for you?
Right.
You know what I mean? It's like, not so good, but still, you know, type of thing.
And
so,
you've not been challenged in that way.
Mm-mm.
You know, but one by someone who I felt like you've wanted to work on that part of yourself, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. So it was easy for you to do it before, to just like kind of, we mentioned the word sabotage.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
But now I feel like you know that you want it, mm-hmm. and this person you like enough to where you're open to making some corrections or adjustments where
I am. I am open to making some adjustments, but it is challenging.
It's hard.
It's humbling. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. It's humbling because you think you're this person.
Yeah.
And it really takes somebody. That's what I say when I talked about it being challenging season for me parenting my son. I've always thought I was this amazing mom, and I am. I have been, but I have had some shortcomings that I wasn't really aware of that was affecting my son the way that they have been affecting him. You know, what I may have thought was a joke, he called fat shaming. Because I'm like, your back getting big, you know, whatever the case may be, whatever. So, but after a while, it's not funny to him.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, because I've just been trying to be honest with him. Like, DJ, there is obesity on both sides of the family. Okay.
Yeah.
And I struggle with my weight falling. So I'm trying to help him not go down that path. And meanwhile, he telling me about all the good restaurants where he's in school.
Yeah.
So, you know, but so anyway, so that being said, that to me, that experience with DJ was an eye opener for me and to my brother and my friend. And, you know, just kind of say, hey, you know, you got to parent him differently.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of been the same revelation for me, you know, as I'm getting to know this person, that I've never had anybody, he said, it's been difficult dating you.
Mm.
And I'm like, I couldn't even hear anything else he said after that.
Yeah.
Because I'm thinking, well, I didn't know it was so hard dating me. You know,
right.
It's like,
I'm thinking, I'm great.
Right. Like, what do you mean it's been difficult? Right. Like, I'm amazing, you know? I bring all this to the table, honey. What are you talking about? I am the table. So it's like, you know, but it's so that's what I mean when I say it's been humbling. It's a lot of self-reflection going on and things that I know that whether with him or whomever, you know, it's going to be some changes.
You're going to have to do some work.
Do some work.
You know, as I was preparing to get ready this morning, Tasha Cobb's song came on, Gracefully Broken.
Mm-hmm.
And that song, I feel like, speaks to the season you're in. And even that you go in through seasons of your relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what relationships do. That's what marriage does. It exposes areas within yourself, within your partner, that need to be worked on.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So, if you're broken in a way, if you're gracefully broken, then I feel like, okay, it's something that you can work through.
Mm-hmm.
But if during that season, you know, that's why I'm like, it's a blessing for your friend to be showing you grace during a season where you know you got some changes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because we know that sometimes that's when things just kind of drift apart.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right?
But
I feel like he likes you enough to work with you through those.
Yeah,
those spaces.
I mean, and I think so, because it is, you know, it's distance off top.
Yeah,
so it would probably be easier to just say, you know what, this is going to be a little bit more work than what I can handle.
Right.
Especially adding a distance to it.
Yeah.
But I think we both care about each other enough to, you know, work through
to duke it out
different challenges that we may both have, you know. So that's
good.
What I mean.
Well, I'm
by
excited
that.
To hear that.
Yeah.
Because I like him for you.
I know. Everybody seems to like him for me.
Y'all cute together. Y'all cute together.
Because you sure say that. I'm still waiting on my picture. I'm like,
know,
girl,
I'm
you know what's been going on over here.
Love and war. It makes me think about love and war.
Like Tamar says, honey.
Yes. Oof,
yeah. Got to be willing to work for it. So, yeah.
We're good.
But what's been going on with you?
So, same thing, you know, challenges of the market, just making adjustments and shifting as you need to within your business. You know, raising a large blended family. There's lots that comes along with these boys. So, you know, kind of helping them in their season and, you know, still trying to figure out my place and where I am right now. So, yeah, so I'm still on a high from the breast cancer walk experience, you know. That was my first time participating as you know, a survivor. Mm-hmm. You know, I've done the walk before for friends and loved ones. Mm-hmm. My sorority sister, Lola Brown, we did it for her 3 years in a row. So it was a different experience this time, of course. And it was just like, oh my God.
Yeah.
It was, you know, I just didn't know what to expect. It was a different corporation that we were doing a walk for this time, mm-hmm. with Susan G. Komen.
Mm-hmm.
But when I got there and saw the vendors there and just saw the people and, mm-hmm. you know, saw the stage set up and how they had us set up, you know, they had the survivors in one place. And then mm-hmm. as before the walk started, they had us march together.
Mm-hmm.
And there was, you know, a line full of women that were survivors. 20 plus years, mm-hmm. 10 plus years, 5 plus years, and then you and I, and that one year.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just an overwhelming sense of just gratitude. Like, mm-hmm. man.
For sure.
We're here.
Yeah.
You know, and there were so many families that were there in support of their loved ones that did not make it.
Yep.
You know, so we got to the end of that walk, and I know I teared up. I saw you teared up.
Yep, I did.
So it was a powerful experience and just very refreshing to see the support that we had, that you and I had. You know, we had a lot of people, friends, family, mm-hmm. you know, a lot of our followers show up just
right.
to support. So it was a great experience.
It was. And I was overwhelmed. Yeah, I definitely choked up. It was, yeah, because you know that you're blessed to still be here. But I could not help but think about the women who were maybe in our place last year that were not, they didn't, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was a beautiful, humbling and blessed experience.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. So I think we should jump into our topic for today, which is raising athletes.
Yes, God. It is, whew, it's a journey.
So let's start from the beginning, Keish, because you and I met, of course, through real estate,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yep.
You know, DJ is closer Dylan's age, right? Because DJ 21?
DJ be 22 tomorrow.
Okay, he'll be 22
yep.
tomorrow. So he's between Chase and
Jaden.
Yeah, or no, Chase and Dylan.
Chase Dylan's, and Dylan.
Yeah.
That's right, Chase and Dylan. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's between Chase and Dill.
Yep. So, you know, we met and I was in full, you know.
Sports mom mode.
All three of mine at the time were doing
football,
T-ball,
baseball,
football, yeah. and basketball,
yep.
right?
T-ball, yeah, it was.
And I think I told you about
Welcome All Park. And I brought him out there
yep.
thinking, okay, we'll do this and then we'll be ready. And he's never stopped playing.
He's never stopped.
And I used to be so mad at you sometimes because your kids went to football and basketball and I used to be sitting on that blazing sun.
Right.
And I used to be like, if Brandi freaking Hunter had not done this at the time, you were Hunter Lewis now.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, cause he loved it.
Yeah.
And he really could play all the sports too, but that became his passion.
Focus, yeah.
And he just loved baseball. So that's where it started for us.
Yeah.
Over at Welcome All Park. He was 5 years old.
And as people, I don't know if people, as sports moms, like, the commitment that is involved with being a sports mom,
yeah.
even from when they're that age, you know, 6, 7, 8, but even though, you know, if they're blessed enough to play in high school, that's a different commitment.
Mm-hmm.
If they play AAU, then that's a whole nother commitment.
Yes.
And if they go on to college, that's a different level of commitment.
Different level commitment.
So we've been at it for quite some time.
A long time.
Yeah.
And it's a
big investment.
It's a huge financial investment.
Yeah.
It's a huge investment for your time.
Yeah.
You have no life
right.
when you're raising kids that are in sports. Like, it really is all about them. And then you never think that's going to end. Like, it really is all about them. You go through the whole daddy ball.
Oh my, yeah.
It's some of them coaches I could pull up on right now today and slap. But anyway, I digress.
Because think about it, a lot of those men are coaching their children.
They're coaching their children.
And it's so hard. I mean, I put myself in that position. Like, I've never coached my children, but how can you not be biased?
But see, that's the thing about it. I mean, you know, sidebar. That's kind of something, because you know I love Dion.
Yeah.
I love Dion. Dion had me up at 2:00 in the morning watching a sport that I still don't understand.
Right.
Because I just love Coach Prime.
Yeah.
But I also have to think, if my children played the same position as Shadua or Shiloh, would I want them to go to that school?
I
and
know.
I don't think I would.
Yeah.
Because there is, I mean, after every game, if Shiloh had a great game, Shadua had a great, like, I don't know how that would feel. And I think that, and honestly, I think there, I don't know, but I'm almost sure there's got to be some issues on that team. Because of some envy, possibly some stuff. I don't see
it's
how it could not be.
It's an interesting dynamic.
It's a very,
very
unique
interesting dynamic.
Dynamic yeah.
You know, that doesn't really present itself that often. You know, Dion is special.
He is special.
You have two uber talented, super talented young men that are playing at the exact same time under their father.
Yes.
Yeah, I agree with you. Like, it would be, if I'm considering Colorado like everybody is now.
Right.
Deion put Colorado on the map.
He did.
If I'm considering playing at Colorado and those two are in that position. But that's another thing. We'll get into recruiting. Those are the things that you have to factor, you know, in helping your child through the recruiting process.
And then the thing about it is, you were a former college athlete. You know, their dad is was a former college athlete and pro athlete. So you knew the system. Mm-hmm. You knew the steps. You knew, you know, you were heavily recruited from D1 schools and you chose Georgia.
Yeah.
But I had no clue.
Yeah.
Because I would have done things differently with DJ.
Yeah.
I definitely would have done things differently. I feel like in some ways I failed him where that whole thing is concerned. Yeah. You know, he didn't have a father to be there to teach him the way and go through the things and all of that kind of stuff. So, and like I said, most of the coaches that he had, their kids were on the team. Mm. So if an opportunity came, they weren't going to be telling, you know what I mean? Like, and most people didn't even believe in my kid. An athlete, so a few here and there, and even the season that he's in there, but we'll get to that, we'll get to that. But I guess I question, did you always know when you had children they were going to be in sports because you were a former athlete?
It was all I knew, it was all I knew. And I'm like, you know, you do what you're familiar with, I was a great student, but it's not like, my parents, guided me towards the arts or anything. That wasn't what I was exposed to. I was exposed to sports. Mm-hmm. So I gained so much from that experience. Mm-hmm. So to me, naturally, like, there's so much that you can learn from being on a team,
Agreed.
So I was more inclined just for that reason, right? I wanted to keep them active. Coming from Chicago, we moved here from Chicago after we tragically lost their father. And I'm like, I can't have my sons end up in the same position.
Absolutely.
Like I want to put them in a position where they have exposure, where they are occupied. Mm-hmm. They're doing things that are structured and that are, fruitful, that teaching them qualities that are important, being on a team, being a team player, the commitment that it takes, from a scheduling standpoint,
right,
to be disciplined. Like, there's so many great things that come from playing sports.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, it was natural for me to do what I was exposed to put them in that same position. So, because it was all I knew,
right.
Parents that are, are
attorneys
or doctors, yeah, or, people that are artsy, they're going to expose their children to different
things,
to what they know. Mm-hmm. So I just did what was natural for me.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
See, it wasn't natural for me. If it were not for you, I mean, I'm not going to say DJ is a very, he's a Scorpio.
Yeah.
So he probably would have came and said, Mom, I want to do this. If he had not been exposed to it via you, saying, come out, bring him out. And I don't know. I just knew he was going to be active doing something, but sports was definitely not the top of my list. I just did not know. I didn't think about that. But I knew
his daddy was a big man.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? His mama was a big girl.
Yeah.
So, he going to have some size on him.
Yes.
So, and it's, unfortunately, that's so stereotypical because that's what, just because you got a little size doesn't mean that you are going to be the supreme athlete.
Right.
But I think it's almost a natural thing within our community that people push towards.
Yeah, because
sports.
They feel like that is the way out a lot of times. Yeah. And I think too, and nowadays, even more so, I highly recommend that people have their children active in something. But I would absolutely say add something beyond sports as well.
Yeah.
If you have the time.
Yeah.
I did try chess. I tried golf. I tried, swimming. I tried all those things, but we just kept coming back to baseball because he just loved baseball. And then once, we do know that even when they get drafted, you look at that, and like how they break everything down. Like they talk about their physical makeup all that. It's almost kind of racist.
Yeah. They equated the whole draft process to,
it's like slavery, like almost like you got this stud that has this and his wingspan is that and that. It's very reminiscent of what we used to, So, but DJ definitely passes the eye test. He always has, he now is 6'5" and whatever he weighs. But even when he was 13, 14, people used to be like, Joe would tell him, he was like, he naturally has what you cannot buy.
Yeah.
Type of thing. But I do agree with you. I think it kept our kids out of a lot of things because they just didn't have time.
Yeah.
They didn't have the time. Yeah.
And Idle Mind is the devil's workshop.
Agreed.
So, my thing was keep them jokers busy and out of trouble. And, and not to say that's it. Because even within sports, they're always
absolutely
going to be exposed to peer pressure, to just, you know, to drugs.
Right.
As we know, it is such a freaking epidemic, mm-hmm. what's going on with the weed, mm-hmm. you know, and even other pills.
Yeah.
So like you cannot be in denial that just because you know, raise your kid a certain way and you think that they won't do that they won't do it.
You know, I had a friend who ran a nonprofit organization, and I remember asking him, you know, he said it was always an assumption that the boys that he helped were the ones who were from lower income or didn't have exposures. He said, I'm getting as many requests from them parents up on the north side living in gated communities to help with their children who have, you know, multiple $100,000 a year income, household incomes and that type of thing, because they're losing their children too.
Oh my God.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's everywhere.
It's everywhere.
Well, we don't have community parenting anymore. And that's one of the things that I did love about sports, because it is a community. We are together all day on Saturday and Friday. You know, you start the tournaments and all that kind of stuff. So you do kind of have that feeling. And I think that's another thing, you can insulate your children in that space, because that's them coaches would step up.
Oh,
you know, a lot of times the coaches who they would step up.
When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment your work stress disappears as you kayak through the canyons. Or the moment you discover the life-changing effects of prickly pear chocolate. But nothing beats the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the very first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Don't ever date them though, because I did, see, and it was horrible.
Well, we know, and I took listen. No, I get it. And your experience was one like that. That's why you don't, right?
Yeah, you don't.
You don't. That's why you don't, because that was.
I don't even know how that happened, but
well, no, we know it happened because you were very vulnerable. You were grieving,
yes.
And in your vulnerable state, you just kind of went somewhere you shouldn't have. Yeah, he prayed on my girl.
Me. Prayed on me.
Yeah,
I gotta take
sucker.
That L.
That sucker.
Little
we won't
fall. But anyway,
still to this day, oh it my burns
God.
Me up.
Oh
that
my God.
Joke.
Everybody wanted to, woo, baby, we want to pull up.
Little
oh.
midget.
But
anywho, sorry, I digress.
I digress. Okay. But yeah, I do think that's important too, because a lot of those young men out there, they don't have fathers in the home, and
they
do need to see, you know, what that looks like and that type of thing. So I think that part is important, but there are so many things that happen with raising athletes that people don't talk about. You don't prepare them for, I wasn't prepared for the injury.
Yeah.
The injuries. Like DJ never had an injury until after graduating.
Yeah.
That was the first time. And then just, you know, graduating during COVID, and just it's been a journey. And I don't think he was ever prepared, or I didn't know how to prepare him for the mental effects of having an injury and seeing everything you've invested and worked through all of those years, thinking that this is what we prepared for him to go to the next level in this, at least get a college degree. I mean, pardon me, get your college education paid for.
Yeah.
Didn't happen.
Yeah.
You know,
injuries are a part of being an athlete too, you know, and there's few
that go through the course of, you know, however long they play, whether it's, you know, elementary, middle school, high school, and not end up with having something happen, right? Right. You know, but I think about all my children, even bonus children, mm-hmm. all of my bonus children, everybody experienced something, you know? Mm-hmm. And the mental, how that plays on your mental mm-hmm. during that time of being idle, of just, you know, just the doubt, like, am I going to be able to come back as strong and, you know, as I was before, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's a lot that you have to be therapist and mm-hmm. counselor and make sure that their mindset, mm-hmm. building them up, you know, giving them the confidence and even coming back from the injuries. You know, Chase, my middle baby, really struggled because he had back-to-back injuries. He fractured his foot. Chase is at Clemson. Mm-hmm. He's a senior now at Clemson, and Dylan is a sophomore at Clemson. Mm-hmm. And he, bless his heart, he just had to work through some really tough mm-hmm. things that happened to him early on in his career. But I really take so much pride in how he bounced back.
Yeah, he did.
You know, and is now back stronger than ever. So I'm just excited for him in his last season. So I want to go back because you mentioned something about, you know, not dating the coaches, and which I took pride in. I was like, no, I'm not dating. That is just taboo for me. Mm-hmm. I'm not about to be one of the mamas out there. And I had three boys with a whole lot of different coaches and a whole lot of different sports. So mm-hmm. I wasn't going to be that mama, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And we know there are those mamas out there. Absolutely. So I said, no, that won't be me, dear. Mm-hmm. So, yes, I wasn't dating my son's coaches. But then I ended up meeting Ryan, mm-hmm. you know, who, and we met through, this was AAU. Mm-hmm. He wasn't necessarily my son's coach at the time, but he was recruiting Chase mm-hmm. to be on his team. Mm-hmm. And it was interesting how that all played out because mm-hmm. I gave him pushback because just on the notion, the idea mm-hmm. that he could be
his coach.
Yeah, my mm-hmm. son's coach. And, but you know, one thing led to another and he ended up not necessarily being his coach, but, he ended up being in the program, but not necessarily coaching him. Mm-hmm. And I was open to it. Mm-hmm. You know, we see where that led. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's one thing where you just kind of put your foot down across the board, say, because that was me. I mm-hmm. said, that's not going to be me. Mm-hmm. But that situation kind of played out and worked out in my favor. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's weird, though, because I gave him plenty of resistance up mm-hmm. front because of that, mm-hmm. because I was going to hold tight to my standards. But, you know, we kind of worked around it and we both had children that were all in sports at the time. So it ended up, it made sense for us. You know?
I mean, and I'm being facetious because, I mean, you never know how you're going to meet somebody.
You're right,
obviously,
you're right.
we spent a lot of time at the field or at the court or whatever it is when yeah. you have a child that's playing sports, and especially when they start playing at a higher level, AAU and things like that, or yeah. travel ball or whatever, in my case with DJ. So it's not uncommon. I mean, listen.
But just don't
be that
mama.
A whole other podcast.
Right. Just don't be that
the
mama
that's
going from coach
and the
to coach
and, the,
and getting
yeah,
that reputation.
Absolutely.
Because we are, yeah, don't be
yeah,
that mama, y'all.
Don't be that mama, y'all.
Don't be that
yeah,
mama.
Don't be her. But yeah, no. So, you know, it's not uncommon that you may meet somebody if you're sitting at the freaking thing all day, every
right.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday, whatever. But right. I just think that sometimes those coaches will play games.
Yeah.
And they like, you know, you can get a little bit more playing time. Right.
Oh, and trust me, you know what I'm saying?
That happens.
Oh,
too.
No, that happens.
Yes. It's the
yes.
truth. Yeah,
oh, it's absolute
yeah,
truth.
I'm telling you, it's like it's like they, and a lot of the coaches are ex-players, you know, whatever. So it's just it's a whole community.
Yeah.
It's a whole community, that whole thing. But you know, but I am grateful for the good coaches that my son had. The ones who didn't play daddy ball. Let me see, who didn't play daddy ball? Cause I can't
don't say no names.
I ain't gonna say no names, but I'm trying to think. Who did not play daddy ball? I don't think that.
Dave, you have to think that hard.
I don't think, I'm serious. Like I'm telling you, to me, his best coach, and I'm gonna say his name was Coach Joe.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Austin. Because Joe.
Coach Joe was a great coach.
Joe was a great coach, man. Joe really, really, especially with baseball, because he taught them boys how to play baseball over here at Sandtown
yeah.
the way they needed to be taught. Learning from, because baseball specifically is a neck up sport,
yeah.
you know, and so he
mental.
Taught them to think,
yeah,
and they were not going to learn that outside of somebody like Coach Joe, because
right.
athleticism is not going to strictly, like with football, you can, I mean, I don't want to, but football is like very athletic, right?
Well,
right,
yeah, it is.
It's very. I mean,
and
not
basketball.
To say it's not mental,
yeah.
but it's both of those are very physical.
Yeah.
But you have to, in order for you to really dominate in baseball, you have to be able to think.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
so he taught them boys rundowns and all that, all kind of different stuff when they were like 12, 11
yeah.
and 12. So he, to me, that made him. He taught them how to compete when it was time to go into a sport that we know is dominated by. Well, it was whites, but now it's whites and Dominican.
The Dominicans,
so
yeah,
you know.
Yeah. You know, Coach Joe coached Chase for years.
I know,
and him
yeah.
and Miles. And I can
right.
say that him and Miles played together, and I don't feel as if, you know, him being a coach. Yeah,
I never felt Daddy Ball with Coach Joe.
Yep.
That's why I mentioned him.
He's one of the few.
Now, Keno, you played Daddy Ball. And Lil' Keno don't even play no more. He ain't even want to play no more after he went to college. And I don't care if it air, because I'm going to just say it like it is, okay?
How you calling that man out
Keno
like that?
Robinson, who I do love, but I'm just saying. Either way, go ahead.
So Daddy Ball is a thing. And if you are in that season where you are trying to put your son in on the right team, not, I don't know. It's like for you to, if you don't know, you don't know, right?
Right.
Until you get in a situation. But if you get in a situation where a son is coach or a father's coaching his son.
Yes.
And think about it. These men are making such a, it's such a commitment. Right?
It is. And they're not getting paid for it.
They're not getting paid. So they're doing it for the love.
Yeah, I appreciated that.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, they're doing it for the love. But if you get in a situation like that and find yourself where you feel like your son is not getting the attention that he deserves.
You have to move.
Or needs. You got to move.
You just got to move. You just got to move.
You can't stay fighting with the coach.
No, because you're not going to win.
You're not going to win.
You fight DNA.
Yeah.
You're never going to win.
Yep.
And then his wife going to be side-eyeing. Like, what she over there talking to him for? Why they talking so long? Like, girl, bye. Don't even know why you want this man. You don't even want it.
You are crazy.
But anyway, raising athletes is challenging. What I would say is that parents need to make sure that they're covering all the bases. Meaning they're like that I didn't push. I tried to push academics, but I didn't push it enough.
Yeah.
Because with baseball scholarships, it's only 11.5% of athletic scholarships are going to be given to the baseball players.
So they don't really get full.
No, we got 50%, which is really good because that's unheard of. And then we had some full ride offers, but it was the schools that we really were not that interested in at the time.
Yeah.
Because their baseball program just, you know, so... But him graduating during COVID, I feel like nobody should have gone to school during COVID.
That was hard.
It was hard.
All mine were in during COVID too. And, you know, the impact that that had. At one point, you know, of course, they shut school down where everybody had to come home.
Right.
And that was even a challenge.
Right.
Going from having everybody at school to now everybody's home. And then everybody's not home, not respecting the rules.
Yep.
And then not taking COVID as serious as it was.
Right.
And, you know, because young people, they're not going to wear masks. They just going to live how they live. So, ooh, that was some brutal
DJ
times
did it
there.
Until he woke up to about, I think, mama, stay in there. Because I don't know what you got going on. We had to go down to Georgia Tech when they had that testing thing, but that scared him straight.
Yeah.
He ended up testing negative, but it scared him straight. But, I mean, to then, he's like, mama, this ain't going to be that. Okay, well, you stay on back there because I'm older.
Yeah.
Okay, so I can't take a chance. But
yeah, and then, you know, older and then, I mean, there were young people dying from COVID.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, because at first they had told us it was older people, this and that, and whoop, whoop, whoop. But DJ's coach, and it's something that parents need to understand, too. These coaches, and this is what we fully understand, that these coaches trying to get to the majors just like you, just like your child.
That's right.
So don't fall in love with these coaches because you can get to a school, you go to that school for that coach.
Yeah.
Like what happened to us, and 45 days after DJ was at EKU, the coach took a job at Georgetown and was gone. And they found out on Twitter.
Yeah.
He was devastated.
The same thing happened.
This summer in Memphis. He was supposed to go to university in Memphis. 2 weeks later, the coach gets a job at Mizzou.
Yeah.
And we ain't heard from him since, which we don't have to. We're not supposed to. But I still like that coach and I respected him because even what he was doing at the time, he's another one that I really have a lot of respect for, that coach. But it happened again. And my son isn't a crier, but even though he told me a couple of weeks ago, he said, "Mom, I've been crying a lot lately. I don't know what this is." I'm like, "Son, I don't know. It's a season, baby." I said, "Baby, it ain't the tears, ain't nothing but silent prayers to God. Cry.
Oh, that's right.
Less of a man if you feel like you need to cry." But he called me that night and said, "Mama, Coach so and so, he going to Mizzou," and he was crying. Mm. And I was out on a Saturday night feeling good. And I'm like, "Now he done just brought my whole night down." Mm. But I knew then.
Yeah.
He's not going.
Yeah.
He's not going. I never got an apartment. I never did anything. And even though the new coach was saying, "Oh, we'll give him a shot," I'm like, "I already know what this is gonna be. As soon as he get there, he's gonna get rid of all their coaches and gonna bring his people in." So that's something parents have to prepare for. But like I tell my son, you gotta be so good they can't ignore you.
That's right.
That's just what it is.
And that's on you. Are you putting in the work?
Exactly.
Are you doing everything that you can do? Because even as a collegiate athlete, like, you know how LeBron has that super strict schedule? It's been all over social media lately how his family is mocking him.
Right, right.
You know, he wakes up and he, you know, takes naps and he goes back to the... So it's like, you have to be so regimented.
Yes.
You have to put in the work even outside of the rigorous training schedule that you have just with your team. Mm-hmm. You got to do the extra, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. And so if you aren't letting them know that, if you aren't committed to being doing more, even at the next level, then you're just going to kind of, you know,
fade out.
You're going to fade
out. Because they're going to want, their play time is going to
reflect
that. And also to prepare them for when they're no longer going out on that field. Yeah. I remember having a client when he was getting ready to, he was at the end of his career and he was struggling.
Yeah.
He was like, just not being in front of 50,000 people on a Sunday. I mean, he was dealing with depression. So it's a lot of stuff that you go through when you know that the career that you spent your whole life working to have.
Since you were 5 years old. My oldest son is going through that season. Mm-hmm. You know, he just graduated from Western Kentucky. You know, he started his career at UGA, transferred to Western Kentucky, and had high hopes of playing in the NFL. Mm-hmm. That didn't work out. But he's taking another path to try to still get there. Mm-hmm. And I'm still, as a parent, I want to support his dreams. But we have these conversations like, Jaden, if this doesn't manifest,
yes,
what's our plan B? And we need to be working on that. You need to be working on plan B before you graduate.
Exactly.
And even preparing them mentally for the what if, because it's such a small percentage of athletes
that make it
from high school to college.
Right.
And then that make it from college to the pros.
Exactly.
Right. So it's like you have to be having those realistic conversations so that they aren't just out here in the wilderness.
And it's hard to have it because they start to think you don't believe in them.
Exactly.
And that's the thing. And it's like, I'm like, DJ, that's not the truth, but we're literally on school four.
Yeah.
You know, it's like at this point, something has to, you know, it's time for something to click. So now he's talking about he won't go to law school. I said, now DJ.
Law school. You know what? Let me not laugh.
Because
let me not laugh at that baby. No, listen, DJ is very ambitious.
He is very ambitious.
He's very ambitious. And he's
very driven.
But law school means him. Think about, let's have
He's
this conversation,
read,
DJ. Yes, let's have this conversation, DJ. When you were in regular school, how was your grades in regular school?
This is what I'm saying. Like, I want to believe in you too, but at the same time, like, I want to be realistic. Now, my son can go to law school because I told him he wants to be a sports agent. Okay. I say the only successful sports agents I know have a law degree.
Yeah.
So, you know, and although I know, you know, one of my little surrogate nephews, he runs a program and, you know, to class for people to become sports agents, because you don't have to have a degree to be a sports agent.
Yeah, yeah.
But I just felt like the ones, Nicole, what's her name, who did Jalen Hurts?
Oh, and, Nicole. You know, God.
I can't think of her last name.
My sorority sister.
Okay. And then LaRon Rogers, but he does more entertainment. But the people that I know of.
Yeah.
And I know LaRon personally, but they have a degree, you know. So I told him that's probably going to be the best route for you if that's what you really, really want to do. And, you know, my nephew Chandler is probably, God willing, he's going to be called up soon.
Yeah.
You know, he's already at AAA, so he's on his way. Mm-hmm. But I told him, you're going to negotiate contract for anybody. If I'm going to need to see something else behind it to show that I can trust you.
Absolutely.
You know, Rich Paul is an anomaly. What LeBron did for Rich Paul. Yeah. That's an anomaly. Yeah. That's not something people normally do. Like, hey, here, I'm just going to hand you everything. But he had already showed a work ethic and has proven sales, you know, who he was for LeBron to even trust him like that.
He believed in him enough to do that.
So, you know, but yeah, so that's if things don't, you know, that's where we would go with that. But do you have any, like, what would you say in closing that if you had to do something different, or would you do something different in terms of your kids with sports? Is it something else you would have done outside of that to make their experience better? Is it something you feel like you would have done differently, or is it you just the way it happened is the way you feel?
Listen,
like it's supposed
to? I look back and I said I did the absolute best with what I had at that time. And I don't know that I would change anything.
I mean, they all got full rides to D1.
They all got full rides. You know, and as I have these conversations even with my husband coached his children. Mm-hmm. And he would say, he said he could write a book on how he would do things different.
Yeah.
You know, that's coming from a coach.
Right.
And that man, that father-son relationship, you know, with the coach is a little different, you know?
Yes.
So I didn't, that wasn't my experience. So I know he would have done some things differently because, you know, coaches are hard on their sons.
They are. And they are. I mean, the guy who coached LeBron, when I watched the movie, his son and him had a relationship because of how, you know, so I think for me that if I would have done anything differently or added to what I would have put much more emphasis on DJ's academics, because you're going to need, for whatever, if you don't get that full ride, you're going to need money from academic scholarship.
That's right.
So if we had a higher GPA, he would have been able to get money for that. You know what I mean? He did get half, which is really good for baseball.
Yeah.
But I would have done that. And I would have continued to probably have him in something else.
Yeah.
Yeah. I probably wouldn't have just, but it's hard when you play at that level, that travel ball.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
what else are you going to do? You don't have the time.
It's only so much time in a day without, you know, you still have to work. You have a career.
And you have somewhat of a social life.
Yeah.
At the time. Like, that
so it's
is,
like,
yeah.
Man, I did the best I could. But I look at, and in wrapping up, I will say this. Like, you have to be so keen because like boys are going to be boys. Mm-hmm. They're going to get into things that like I've had some sleepless girl. Nights. You can't have these unrealistic expectations with your children. You have to talk to them about drugs. You have to talk to them about young women, and strapping up. Like, yep. You got to be real. You got to have real, raw conversations yes. with these young men yes. and women.
Because
you know, I was a female athlete. And I think about, you know, like my dad exposed me. He put me in the best situation possible to play AAU sports. It changed the whole course of my life.
Yeah.
It did change the course of my life. So I'd be crazy not to advocate for what sports, you know,
sports
has done so much for me. It's done so much for my children. But you just, you gotta, that balance you need, you gotta spend time with them outside of sports, yes. you know, like we tried to do fun stuff with the little other little time that we had, keeping them grounded, taking them to church. Like I found, so this is a good point because on Sundays, you know, baseball and even basketball will have you
tournaments.
Yeah, tournaments. Mm-hmm. So we, you know, we went to World Changes, but during that season where our tournaments on a weekend would keep us from church, I ended up finding a different church. That's when I started going to Impact.
Mm-hmm.
Because Impact had that 1 hour service.
Right.
Because I said, I can't have so much focus on sports on Sundays that it takes away from the spiritual side that I know they need to be tapped into Amen. As well. So I made that adjustment so that they could still get that word in them.
Right.
So in closing, I would say, try to keep them as grounded as you can. You know, raising athletes, it's going to be a host of challenges that you deal with. Mm-hmm. And stay prayed up.
That's it,
girl.
You said it. No need to add to that.
Yeah.
So thank you for watching episode 5 of Mama's on the Move 2.0. And until next time,
keep moving, mamas.
And don't forget to like, subscribe, YouTube, Instagram, all of the above.
And you can go to our website, mamasonthemove.com, and purchase our Mamas on the Move special edition t-shirt.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.